you're listening to a special bonus episode of Awaken to Deliver from Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries. In this message, we take a hard look at the physical suffering Jesus endured through the brutal beatings and the crucifixion that followed. What you'll hear is grounded in scripture and backed by historical understanding, but it's graphic and heavy. So if you're listening with children, parental discretion is advised. Now, let's join Jeff for this sobering bonus message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This is the second of our two bonus episodes during Passion Week, and I want to prepare you. This one is going to be heavy, but it needs to be. In the last episode, we walked through the injustice of Jesus' trial, how the Son of God was falsely accused, rejected by the very people who he came to save, and then sentenced to death. But today we're going even deeper. Because too often we hear, "Jesus died for you," and we nod our heads. But do we really understand what he went through? Do we feel the weight of the suffering he endured? Not just spiritually, but physically. This episode is about that suffering. And I pray that as we walk through it together, it grips your heart, not with guilt, but with gratitude. Because Jesus didn't just die. He was beaten. He was scourged. He was mocked. He was crushed for you. Matthew chapter 27, verse 26 says, "Then he released Barabbas for them. But after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified." Now that verse moves quickly, but what it describes was anything but quick. The Roman scourging or flagellation was designed to punish a man within an inch of his life. Jesus was stripped of his clothing, tied to a post, and beaten by Roman soldiers using a flagrum, a short whip with leather thongs embedded with sharp pieces of bone and metal. Each lash didn't just bruise, it ripped. The skin on his back was torn into ribbons. The metal dug into the muscles and ripped away tissue. And with every strike, more of his flesh hung loosely. His ribs, his spine, the backs of his legs, all exposed. This wasn't a few lashes. This was brutal and relentless. Many victims never survived of Roman scourging, but Jesus did. He endured it, fully conscious, fully God, choosing to remain silent. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Those wounds weren't symbolic. They were real, gaping, raw. The open muscle, the exposed bone, the blood loss from this alone likely put Jesus into hypovolemic shock. This is a medical condition caused by rapid and extreme loss of blood. And then it got worse. In Matthew chapter 27, verses 27 through 30, it tells us that after the flogging, the soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium, and they gathered the whole Roman cohort around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head. And they knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail the King of the Jews." Imagine this. You've been whipped nearly to death. Your back is completely shredded. And now they throw a robe on top of your open wounds. The fabric clings to the blood, sticks to the tissue, and dries, and later, they rip it off again. And they weren't done. They made a crown of thorns, not from a rose bush. These were 1 to 2 inches long and sharp like nails. And they didn't gently place it on his head. They pressed it deep into his scalp. The human scalp is full of blood vessels, and it would have bled profusely. But worse than the bleeding was the nerve pain. Blinding, burning, and disorienting. They spit on him. They beat him with a staff, and they mocked him. The King of Glory was treated like filth. And then came the walk to Golgotha. John chapter 19, verse 17 says, "They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out carrying his own cross." Historians believe that Jesus likely carried the crossbeam of the cross, known as the patibulum. It would have weighed 75 to 125 pounds, and that weight was pressed against a back that had already been ripped open. His shredded flesh rubbed against rough, splintered wood every single step. Every movement was agony. With each jolt, the open wounds were re-torn. Every step pushed him closer to collapse, and eventually he did collapse. Luke 23, verse 26 tells us that Simon of Cyrene was forced to carry it the rest of the way. Jesus physically could not go any further. The weight of the beam, combined with the blood loss, the pain, and the trauma, was just too much. But he didn't quit, he didn't cry out, and he didn't resist. And at Golgotha, Jesus was laid down on that crossbeam. In John chapter 20, verse 25, it shows us that the nails went through his hands. But in Roman crucifixion, this likely means through the wrists, where the bones could support the weight of a man's body. A spike about 5 to 7 inches long was driven through both wrists, piercing the median nerve. This would cause searing, fire-like pain to shoot through his arms. His feet were nailed next, either separately or together, but with a single spike driven through both feet into the vertical beam. Now imagine hanging from that position. Every breath was a struggle. To inhale, he had to sag from the nails. To exhale, he had to push up on his nailed feet, dragging his raw back against that splintered wood of that upright beam. Psalms chapter 22, verses 14 through 17 says, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a piece of pottery. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones." That wasn't poetry. That was prophecy. And Jesus fulfilled it literally. He hung there naked, exposed to the elements, the mockery, the flies, the dehydration, the shame. And he did it all willingly. Now, as he hung there on that cross, 7 final statements came from his mouth, each one dripping with meaning and pain. The first one was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That's Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And even as they mocked him, Jesus interceded for his executioners. Then we see in Luke chapter 23, verse 43, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." As he hung there, in pain, in agony, he offered mercy to the thief. Number 3 is, "Woman, behold your son, and behold your mother." We see this in John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27. And in the midst of his agony, Jesus made sure his mother was cared for. Number 4 is in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, where he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? This was a direct quote from Psalms 22, a cry not out of doubt, but out of fulfillment. He felt the crushing weight of separation, bearing the full wrath of sin. Number 5 is, I thirst, in John chapter 19, verse 28. This is the fulfillment of prophecy, but also a reminder of his real human agony. Number 6 is, it is finished. We see this in John chapter 19, verse 30. It was not a cry of defeat, but of victory. The work was done. The price was paid. And the final phrase, number 7, was, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This was Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Jesus wasn't taken. He gave his life. He chose the moment that he would die. Doctors who have studied crucifixion conclude that death would likely result from a combination of factors. Asphyxiation, as the ability to breathe collapsed. Hypovolemic shock from the massive blood loss. Heart failure, as the strain on his body would become too much. And finally, a ruptured heart, suggested by the blood and water that poured out when his side was pierced in John chapter 19, verse 34. Jesus died not because they killed him, but because he laid down his life as the final spotless lamb. Now think about this. He was beaten until his flesh tore open. He was scourged until his muscles were exposed. He was forced to carry a wooden beam on a shredded back, collapsing under the weight. He was nailed to a cross and hung between heaven and earth. He was mocked, humiliated, tortured, suffocating, and still he forgave. This was the cost of your freedom. And he did it for you. Now that we've explored this, what will you do with it? Will you live your life like his suffering didn't matter? Or will you walk in new awareness of what it cost for you to be free? He stood in your place. He wore your shame. And he did it all without fighting back, so that you could stand before God without guilt, without fear, and without condemnation. That's not religion. That is love. And so, until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope this special Passion Week message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and discover more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There, you'll find access to Fish Talk for Jesus Ministries socials, as well as links to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of truth and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.